This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Rowe. South Africa was set to end three decades of dominance by the party that freed it from apartheid on Saturday as voters angry at joblessness, inequality, and power shortages slashed the African National Congress's share of the vote to 40%. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
The ANC has won every previous national election since the historic 1994 vote that ended white minority rule. But over the last decade, its support has dwindled. Results from almost all polling stations give the ANC around 40% of the vote, a dramatic drop from the 57.5% it got in previous national election in 2019. The ANC will now have to strike a coalition deal or another form of agreement with one or more smaller parties. A deal to keep the ANC in the presidency could involve opposition backing in exchange either for cabinet posts or for more control of a parliament. The Election Commission has penciled in a final results announcement for Sunday.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. As Israeli forces advanced deeper into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, President Joe Biden declared Hamas had lost its ability to carry out a major terrorist attack on Israel, and he endorsed what he said was the latest Israeli offer of a ceasefire deal. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittekuswara has the story.
From the White House, President Joe Biden laid out a three-phase ceasefire plan that he says Israel has agreed to. While Biden envisioned the deal as potentially historic, details are unclear, including the level of Israeli military presence in each phase, as well as who will govern post-war Gaza. Meanwhile, Hamas considers positively the contents of Biden's speech, the group said in a statement. Patsy Wittekuswara, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA News.